Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30. Housing your soul. The psalm presents a complicated jumble of emotions. At first, David is thankful, then sad, then joyful, and then once again steeped in depression. Finally, he sings and rejoices and dances. The psalm concludes on an upswing, but we're left wondering. Here is a detailed section-by-section description of the psalm. Verse 1 is an introduction to the song dedicated to the house. Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid, a song of dedication for the house of David. Verses 2 to 4 represent a call directly to God, praising God for healing David from various illnesses. Arimimcha Adonai Kidnitani Lo Simachto Oyvayli Adonai El Hayshivati Lech Vatir Pa'eni Adonai Elitim In Shol Nafshi Chitani Miyar Dibor. I will exalt you, God, for you have raised me up and you have not allowed my enemies to rejoice. Lord, I've cried out to you and you have healed me. Lord, you have brought my soul from the grave. You've revived me from my descent into the pit. Verses 5 to 6 call to others to praise and thank God for his infinite mercy. Zamru Adonai Chasidah Baudu Lezecher Kocho Ki Rega Apo Chaim Birtzono Ba'er V'yalim Bechi V'labok Erina. Sing out to the Lord, he's telling others, and give thanks to his holy name. For his wrath lasts but a moment. Life results from his favor. In the evening, weeping may tarry, but in the morning, there is joyful singing. Verses 7 to 10 describe David's downfall and his subsequent desire to return. Vani amarti b'shalvi bal emot l'olam. And I said in my tranquility, I will never falter. We've mentioned several times about this word emot and falter throughout David's psalms and his thoughts. Adonai b'ritzoncha hemanti lahari oz, we start up anecha, heiti nifhal. Elecha Adonai akra, b'el Adonai etchanan. I said, I will never falter. O Lord, with your will, you set up my mountain to be might. You hid your countenance and I became frightened. To you, O Lord, I will call, and to the Lord I will supplicate. What gain is there in my blood, in my descent to the grave? Will dust thank you? Will recite your truth? Finally, verses 11 to 13, David praises God once again for lifting him up and transforming his mourning into great joy. Hear, O Lord, be gracious to me, my helper. You have turned my lament into dancing. You loosened my sackcloth and girded me with joy, so that my soul will sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord God, I will thank you forever. A strange title, a psalm at the song of the dedication of the house of David. Right from the outset, we wonder, what's with the title? David composes a song at the dedication of his house. What house? The Holy Temple? Didn't Solomon build the Holy Temple? So what is this house that he dedicates? Here are several interpretations. Ibn Ezra writes, it refers to David's own house, his Beit Arazim. He was allowed to build for himself a house, and he was deathly ill, but he later recovered from illness. Ibn Ezra quotes from Moshe Ibn Jekatilia, who says that the psalm reflects David's sadness and mourning at the news that he would be unable to build the house of God, but then his joy upon hearing that his son Shlomo would indeed build the temple. So both commentators suggest the house is David's own. But we wonder, do you write a whole psalm on a dedication of your own house? And what's the reference to sickness and health, healing? Radak writes that David composed the psalm with the knowledge that his son building the temple would close a chapter of darkness in David's life at a time when he felt at the nadir of the spiritual career. David includes the message of health as a reference to his being redeemed from his sin and his gratitude that his son who emerged from that union would be the true heir to the Holy One and the Holy One who would build the house of God. The Midrash takes a step a little further, stating that this is an instance of the principle that when you think of something, it's akin to doing it. So David wanted to build a temple, and that was enough for him to make a psalm of dedicating the temple. Well, all of these are various interpretations, but they have difficulty in the flow with the rest of the psalm. The psalm reads like a roller coaster of emotions of David's life, and that doesn't reflect itself in him building a house or wanting to build a house, a temple of God. And then comes the fifth one I would like to adopt from Meir Leibush, the Malbim. In his commentary, he understands the title of the psalm metaphorically. It is a poem, after all. He states that the entire psalm described David's reaching out to his soul and thanking God for recovering from the sickness of his spirit. The song is not about a house or anything physical. Rather, it's about emotions, feelings, and movements of David's soul towards or away from God. He writes, if the entire psalm is one of gratitude for his recovery, what is the Chanukah? What's the dedication to the house? The house is a metaphor for the physical body that houses the soul, which resides in the inner recesses of the body. For is not the soul the essence of the person and the corporeal flesh just a physical abode for it to reside in while in its fortress? The time of his sickness is represented by a breakdown of the structure which houses his soul upon his recovery. And the foundations were poured once again, the soul could now rest assured forever. Malbim sees the poetry as describing the anguish David felt when sin broke down the fortress of his soul, which began to be penetrable by forces of evil. Unable to protect it, David experienced his soul descending into the depths of Sheol. And a flurry of spiritual friction took place towards and away from God. In verse 7, David refers to his tranquil state when he knew no evil and thought that no evil can enter his body or soul. He would not falter. Then in verse 8, sin came quickly and threatened the very fabric of his existence, pierced his soul, and drove him to a state of shock. As the effects of his sin began to affect his body, he began to despair. But instead of paralyzing him, David began to repent in full force. After the nadir of his soul's existence, he began to emerge stronger and with more faith, understanding the nature of man in this world is so that I may praise God and never be silent. Those feelings of emotional upswing had a profound impact on David. He realized that this phenomenon might exist in other people's lives too, and he was determined to present it to the world, hoping that some would glean from his tumultuous experience. We all house our souls in one form or another. Righteousness allows us to reward our souls and ourselves in this world, while sin causes anguish and distance from God. What's the balance between our physical bodies and our spiritual souls? How do they work together? How should we take care of our bodies to house the godliness inside us? Perhaps the answer is a rededication of the house, a Chanukat HaBayit. If we take time to refocus our energy, rechannel our efforts when they wane, and work on integrating our body and our soul, we'll merit being able to house that part of God inside of us and to emerge as King David did, forever praising God and never being silent. When we behold the title of Psalm 30 and appreciate the depths of its simple introduction, Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid, sing a song of dedication of the house of David. We sing a song of rededication of the home of the soul. We accept upon ourselves this new attitude, a new mission, a new song. Let the devout of God sing to him and show appreciation for his holy name.